Under the hashtag MeToo, a debate broke out about sexism and abuse of power. The revelations of sexual exploitation of women in sports, film, politics, the world of work and everyday life force a topic that is otherwise accepted as a permanent condition and even ignored in societies. The US actress Alyssa Milano had called after the announcement of harassment charges against the Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein on this action on Twitter. She wrote, "If you were once sexually harassed or attacked, write Me Too among this tweet. Maybe that's how we can help people understand the scale of the problem." Milano's contribution has been shared and commented more than 10,000 times. And most of the comments are from women reporting sexual harassment experiences. The Me Too movement has reached dozens of countries and millions of people. Over 1.7 million tweets included this hashtag on Twitter. This outcry of sexual abuse proves how women face tremendous challenges when stepping into a new environment. The award-winning theater director, as well as established actress and professor at Antioch University, Andrea Tate, has profound experience working in the entertainment industry for 30 years. Before her acting career in Hollywood, however, she worked as a professional photographer in New York. There she experienced every woman's worst nightmare.
I left photography because of being sexually abused. Because I had photographers that would always, you know, come on to me, and I was trying to do my job. And so I got really frustrated because that was my art. That's what I went to school for. You know, I turn around and the photographer I'm working for is grabbing me on the butt or grabbing my boot. Like I'm just a piece of, you know, material that he can touch. So, and it wasn't just once. It would happen over and over.
But this was unfortunately not it. Going on auditions in Hollywood became a challenge at itself. Andrea Tate met prominent male figures in the industry who misused their power to demand explicit advantages from young and beautiful actresses like her.
I had a few connections to some very high-powered managers that represented some celebrities, and I had meetings with them. And both of them came on to me, one at the Beverly Hills Hotel. He walked me down these stairs that was a very quiet part of the hotel where, you know, there was this little elevator and no one was around, and he immediately shoved his tongue down my throat. And then another one said to me, he didn't touch me, but he did say, "Well, if you want me to represent you, you're gonna have to invite me over for dinner."
Dr. Sherry Gers, who has 25 years of experience with being one of the first responders for sexual assault victims at UCSB, explains why men feel entitled to approach women in an objectifying way.
Every single person, I'm convinced, has been socialized to think of women as being property and women and sex should be available to men at any time they want. You know, there are different flavors or different threads and texture to the way men and women are socialized in Morocco versus West Los Angeles. Yet, I think that there's some powerful sameness to it, and who gets to have what. I mean, men clearly are socialized to feel very entitled to have what they want sexually and physically from women, and when they want it and how they want it.
Thousands of women face situations like these. It is so important to speak up and tell your story because perpetrators feel mostly safe in shadows. The society, however, makes women feel as if it is their fault that this has happened to them. This is why women immerse themselves with self-blame.
I heard women say, "I'm so embarrassed, I feel so stupid, I'm ashamed." You know, embarrassment and shame were the biggest or most frequent feelings I heard talked about. Just a lot of self-recrimination and self-blame.
And here are some tips about what not to say to victims of sexual assault.
That she should have seen it coming, or she should have been smarter than to go with so-and-so, with that guy or that fellow.
To blame a sexual assault victim for something they had no control over does not help anybody, but showing love and compassion repairs every broken soul. I want you to remember to think before you respond or judge a sexual assault survivor. Look back at your own history, experiences, upbringing, and reflect on how socialization has shaped you as well as your judgments. Imagine how beautiful it would be to treat women with the respect they deserve, to uplift their spirits, to help encourage them to pursue their dream. Reporting from Antioch University, this is Rubina Anwar.